Woo!
All right, we have Bobby and Steve Dooley will be doing Spookorama.
Okay, so we did nail that down.
Yes, just moments ago I got it nailed down that Bobby and Steve will be discussing...
Yeah, the latest of Spookorama controversy.
Well, what happened was... Yeah, give me the lowdown on this. Yeah, what happened was...
Well, someone... Margaret, let Robert do it.
What happened was... they did Spookorama and an old lady died of a heart attack.
Now that's the second old lady to die on their watch. Something's got to be done.
What do you mean the second old lady?
Don't you remember it was Gladys Herndon that died? She had the heart attack when they went over and they turned her heater, well, they turned her air conditioning off.
Oh yeah, that's right. Bobby and Steve Dooley, and this whole thing with Steve.
Well, that guy Dooley and the whole fact that he can't have sex with a woman.
Watch it, General.
What do you mean, watch it? This guy brought this up on our program, didn't he, Phil?
Yes, he did.
This guy can't have sex with a woman if he smells pork barbecuing.
Porp?
Margaret, you know full well.
All right.
If he smells pork barbecuing, if he's outside of L.A. County, and some other jazz.
Yeah, he's got one other prohibition.
What?
He's got one other prohibition.
One other prescription. I don't know what it is, but yeah, smelling pork... I don't know. And, if he hears air conditioning, that's it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's why they unplugged it.
Oh, so they unplugged this poor, unfortunate woman's air conditioning. She wound up dying. But apparently, according to Bobby, that was the first time they had good, healthy, normal adult relations in years.
And a woman had to die for it.
Look at Phil Henry, and a woman had to die for it.
Well... Yes, Danny, you'd laugh about it.
I'm not laughing.
Yes, you are.
Well, the way you put it, they didn't have normal... Anyway, we will have Bobby and Steve Dooley on with us on the program tonight. But more to the point and more to address what's happening around here, the appearance of Steve Dooley... Steve Bozell on the show yesterday prompted some a lot of response from people. Harvey Weinstein's going to come back on.
Now, Harvey is the attorney of record, right?
No, he's... No. He said he was not going to take the case, but he is consulting. And,
So is Harvey talking to Dolores Blazengame?
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I think he has to ethically.
Well, whatever. I mean, we'll find out from Harvey if he's been in touch with Dolores Blazengame, who is Steve's attorney. But here's the thing. Apparently, there was a lot of phone activity to us and to Mr. Wireman's office yesterday when people found out that Steve Dooley... Even though he was upset and felt manipulated and felt coerced into using that Donald Trump toilet paper, used all of it except two squares.
Yeah, he used it all up.
Yeah, and some other stuff. And we also have...
What do you mean he used it all up?
He used the whole roll of toilet paper, so he spent the afternoon...
Spent the afternoon watching TV, had a carton of ice cream.
Yeah, well, he's watching TV. He had two bowls, and they tracked this. Two bowls of chili, a carton of ice cream. He had three hot dogs.
What, would you guys get out of here before I lose my temper?
Margaret, this is the truth.
Yeah, I swear to God.
He had, what is it?
He had three bowls of ice cream,
two hot dogs, and and I believe a chili size.
Isn't that funny?
Henry, I don't know what you're laughing at, but this turned out to be a real sticking point.
Like I care, you know? Like it's my problem.
Well, anyway, he, turns out, using all that toilet paper, he didn't sound like he was all that upset about it.
All right, so we have Harvey Weinman on, and then Emery Clayton, right?
Emery just said he wants to get on. He wants a little bit of time. He's eating dinner with his wife this evening, as he was last evening, and couldn't get through.
All right, so all of that and more coming up the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Just take a look at the traffic right now with Sky Baby, and this traffic report brought to you by Curtis TV. Go ahead, Sky Baby.
Curtis Television Repair.
Thanks a lot, Dean. This is Renfro Curtis for Curtis Television Repair. If your television is on the blink or on the fritz, as we used to say, why not give us the call? Don't call the other guys. You've been there, done that. Curtis Television Repair is all new. We're on the horizon, and we're making our way toward you. We see the distress you're in. We see you standing there with no television picture, holding a baby, fraught with fear, looking at your watch, knowing your husband will be home soon, and he'll likely beat you and the child if his favorite television show isn't on.
Curtis Television Repair.
call Curtis Television Repair at 1-111-1110. That's 1-0-1-1-0-0-0. 1-0-0-0-0. Curtis Television Repair. We've been in the Bufungu Valley now for 15 years, and we serve people just like you. Well, maybe not just like you. In fact, I've never seen anything like you before in my life, so no, we don't. Curtis Television Repair. Check them out. Call 1-111-1110 and find out how you can have a better viewing experience through Curtis Television Repair in Minstown.
Hello, this is Baba Zavari. Zavari's open in the theater district every single night of theater night. So once you see the play or the musical or the dance routine, whatever you're seeing, come on into Zavari's.
Zavari's has the finest pasta dishes, meat dishes, and fish dishes.
Zavari's, we're on the alley right behind the theater. Come on in. Have a hot of espresso. Also, we have, of course, a great wine list. And Mama cook it up real good, real hot and spicy. Isn't that right, Mama?
Yeah, it's good.
Zavari's.
On the alley.
In downtown Slobovia. I don't know where we are.
Welcome back to Phil Henry Show. Every day here on El Pacifico. A Phil Henry website, philhenryshow.com.
This is a netcast, man, not a podcast.
Whatever.
Thank you, Margaret.
Yes, thank you, Phil. With us is Harvey Wireman. As you may have heard on yesterday's program, Harvey joined us briefly to talk with Steve Bozell about the situation vis-a-vis Steve's home. His wife wasn't home. None of the principals were home. And a nephew brought into the house a joke toilet paper, if I've got this right, Harvey.
Essentially, that's what it was.
And this joke toilet paper had the face of Donald Trump on it, which upset Steve greatly, because he had found out that he had used this toilet paper, and not something really he felt like doing.
No, it was not. And as I found out, listening and looking into it, it was, you know, he'd been wiping.
Now, here's the crux of the problem, if I may.
Go ahead.
Apparently, Steve was upset that he'd been using this Donald Trump toilet paper because he's a Trump supporter, and this had Donald Trump's face on it. But come to find out, he used it all afternoon through a series of different meals and snacks while his wife and family were out.
Well, these were the complaints that I received, and that's why I wanted to get on the air here and redress the grievances. There's an awful lot of people that took me to task and believed that Harvey Wireman and associates, that we're nothing but a bunch of grandstanders. We're looking for publicity. Yeah. Sorry.
Do you need some water?
Let me just get a drink of water. Eloise, yeah. So, when I'd heard that Mr. Bozell was upset that he'd been tricked and fooled into using the Donald Trump toilet paper and been wiping with it.
He wiped with it, right?
Yes, bud.
What?
Yeah, Dickman, that's what I've been talking about. This guy, Steve Bozell, wipes with his toilet. Now come to find out, I asked him, I think you did too, how much was left over, Phil?
He said two squares.
Two squares. That means he spent all afternoon wiping with the Donald Trump toilet paper, and as it came out...
Well, I thought there was toilet paper under the sink.
That's it, exactly. There was toilet paper under the sink. So not only did he not...
So are you thinking of dropping this guy as a client?
Well, you guys let me finish.
Phil.
Sorry.
Let me finish the point I'm making, for Christ's sake.
Just watch the language, if you don't mind.
All right, well, quit butting in. Now I forget where I was.
You were saying that obviously there was a lot of toilet paper there under the sink.
Yeah, there was toilet paper there under the sink. But he didn't use that. He wiped all afternoon. Now, our records indicate... Because, Phil, I sent in Ross Howley, our private eye that works for me.
Right.
And Ross found out that throughout the afternoon, Dooley had eaten two cartons of cookies and cream ice cream. He'd also had three or four bowls of that thick chili that his wife had made. He had three hot dogs. He had a corned beef sandwich. He'd had some kind of a Caesar salad.
It was a Cobb salad.
Yeah, a Cobb salad with meat. He then proceeded. He had scrambled eggs.
Well, wait just a second.
I'm giving you the list.
This man ate all of that in an afternoon.
This while his family was away.
Yeah, he's watching television. He was watching TCM, all the horror movies. And I told him, he didn't deny it. And I finally had to say to him, if you care so much about Donald Trump, why did you spend the entire afternoon wiping You could have gotten in the car and driven to a toilet paper store and purchased a rolls of toilet paper.
Toilet paper.
Of toilet paper, yeah. You know, he said, that's what I tried to do, but I didn't find a store called a toilet paper store. I said, are you kidding me?
Oh, are you kidding me or something?
No, I swear to God.
This is ridiculous. He said he couldn't find a store that said toilet paper store.
That's his claim. I said, you buy it in a supermarket, Dooley. Have you ever purchased toilet paper before? And he took umbrage at that. He said, how dare you? Of course you know, though. Yeah, of course I have. And he clicked, and he hung up on me. That's when I said, okay, I'm not even going to advise Dolores Blazengame on this one.
Well, haven't you talked to her, though?
Yeah, I have talked to her. And I said, listen, you're in a position of, I thought they were in a very good position, about wiping with Donald Trump toilet paper, and then proceeded to watch all afternoon the Monster Festival on TCM, eating ice cream, two bowls of chili, hot dogs, a corned beef sandwich, some Cobb salad, a rack of ribs.
A rack of ribs?
Well, it was this baby, I think they were baby pork ribs.
Okay. Oh, well, that's not that bad. What are you talking about?
Now, look, I'm just telling you, General, what the man had. A rack of ribs, he had a banana split. I think he had Jerry's Jubilee.
Now, wait just a minute. What are you... look at... hold on for a second, Phil. Come on. No, I got... Jerry's Jubilee. This guy... I've never known Bozell to eat like a slob.
Well, now you do, because I'm... And he didn't deny any of this. I said, why didn't you get toilet paper? He said, because I couldn't find a store called a toilet paper store.
Well, obviously, he's lying.
Well, that's my feeling.
Obviously, he got caught... as much of a Trump fan as he is, I don't think it bothered him that much that he was wiping with Donald Trump's, you know, as he said, face.
Well, let me ask a question here, if I could. All afternoon he's using this, but he had two squares left.
All right, why is that significant?
Well, why would he leave? I don't understand.
Well, he had two squares left because his need to wipe ended when he had two squares.
Why is he eating so much?
I asked Dooley that question. I asked Bozell that question. I'll keep calling Dooley. Bozell, right, Phil?
Yes, Steve Bozell.
Right. I asked him, I said, why did you keep eating? And he said he had a nervous, he was nervous about an upcoming job he had in Pomona. It was a some ungodly 20,000 square yards of concrete they were pouring. And
so he had just this sort of free-floating tension.
Yeah, free-floating anxiety. I said, Steve... You know, if you are so upset about Donald, you know, wiping with Donald Trump's face, you're eating and you're using that toilet paper. And he said he had no alternative since he had the shock of using it made him forget there were places where they sold toilet paper not called toilet paper stores.
You gotta be, are you buying that or not?
It's not whether I buy it or not, it's whether I can sell it to a jury. And, you know, obviously...
Wait, the shock of using Donald Trump's face on a toilet paper made him forget there were toilet paper stores.
He thought that there was a place called the toilet paper store. That's what he said the shock did.
What about examining him for mental illness?
I said, do you want to go in for an insanity defense? And he said, what crime did I commit? And I said, you're right. So I backed off of that.
What? So this guy...
Look, I answered all your questions.
No, this guy used up all of Donald Trump's toilet paper... And still thinks he's been manipulated.
Yeah, well, see, he still thinks he's been wronged?
Yes, he still thinks he's been wronged, and he wants a judge to clear his name forthwith.
So you quit?
Oh, of course I quit.
All right, well, you know, my hat's off to you for that one.
Well, of course he's going to. What are you going to stick around for?
I can't hang around for that kind of... So I called up Dolores Blazengame, and I got our answering machine. And I said, you know, just coincidentally, I said, Dolores, when you're going to record a message for your outgoing mail, make sure you've swallowed your sandwich first, because it sounded like this. It was like, I couldn't stand it. And I said to her that your client, and she said, what, has he retained you or have you retained him? I said, I don't retain people. I'm a lawyer. She goes, oh, yeah, that's right. I said, he hasn't retained me. He's retained you. And she says to me, I'm all over it like stink on you know what. And I said, well, I think you'd need to understand that he wiped all afternoon with the Donald Trump toilet paper. Now, this took her by surprise. At no time, she said, had Steve Bozell indicated that after the initial shock wore off, he kept wiping with this toilet paper through five bowls of chili.
I understand. You have all of this? This is all verified, right?
In other words, you have the menu or something?
No, I've got yes, it's all verified through this private dick that we use. Three bowls of chili, a rack of ribs, a banana split, Cherry's Jubilee. He had two hot dogs, a corned beef sandwich.
You gotta be kidding me.
No, and he had a pepperoni pizza.
Every corny junk food that you could imagine, every fattening junk food in the history of the world, it sounds to me like our good buddy there, what's-his-face, had it.
Yeah, our good buddy what's-his-face.
I mean Steve Bozell. I'm absolutely stunned. We're going to get a phone call in here because, you know, do you know Emery Clayton?
I do know Emery Clayton, yeah.
Professor Emery Clayton is on the phone with us and was listening to the show last night. Emery?
Yes.
You were listening to the show last night, and tell me what your impressions were.
Well, Phil, I have to tell you, and Harvey, Mr. Wyman, it's good to talk with you, sir.
Sir.
I have to tell you, Phil, I was listening to this with my wife in the car, and I said, all right, it's all well and good, and that's fun. And we went home. I mean, I don't know this Mr. Bozell if I fell over him in an alley, you know, and
Well, you sound a little tense.
I am tense because I get home. We finally decided we'd go home and cook dinner. Now, tonight I get home, and I'm having, and I flip on your show, and you're still talking about a guy wiping his...
That's day two.
Thank you, Dickman. Day two of you talking about Bozell wiping his rear end. Now,
Well, it's not about him wiping his rear end.
Excuse me, it's about him, Emery. It's about... I know it's about him wiping with Donald Trump's face, which I don't necessarily think is a bad thing, if you take my meaning.
All right, let's keep this non-political.
Oh, okay, sure.
Seriously, this is about... You know, this guy says that he was traumatized wiping with... Well, I guess it is political.
You better believe it. But last night was fine. Now, tonight I come home, I sit down, and I'm about to cut into a beautiful baseball steak. I've got a bowl of minestrone soup. I got a couple of pieces of bread, big deal. And I flip on the radio, and there's you, Henry, talking about, and here it is, day two, as Steve Bozell wiped all through Saturday afternoon. And I looked at my wife, and I said, man, I'll be smoked and re-smoked, dipped, and then dried out in the noonday sun. I can't eat this. I pushed myself away. She got very upset, pretended like she was crying. She put her face in her hands. I said, are you really crying? And she looked up and said, no. And she started in on the dishes, but...
Well, all right, so are you really up... If she's kidding, are you?
I am not kidding, and my wife wouldn't, you know, she was kidding about crying, but she told me to tell you, what's with you doing this full-length two-day documentary on some guy wiping his ass, excuse my language, but you guys brought it up.
Well, I don't think it's necessary.
And you guys brought it up. A two-day documentary on a man wiping his ass with Donald Trump's face, and now I'm hearing about... banana splits, and I'm hungry, and I'm trying to eat my dinner tonight. Okay, if I could just jump in here, Professor.
Go ahead.
I feel your pain, and...
So a lot of people have been telling me. Come on, Professor.
All right. I feel your pain, but look, you know, this is a choice that Mr. Henry's made to bring us on. Now, you know, Mr. Bozell, whether he has a healthy appetite... and plowed his way through a banana split, three bowls of chili, and a big, gigantic Cherry's Jubilee.
Cherry's Jubilee.
Yeah, Cherry's Jubilee is beside the point. The fact is...
Well, let me ask, can I jump in?
What?
How many times does a guy visit the toilet in the course of an afternoon? Well, Phil, you know, if you drink enough beer. I'm not talking about taking a leak. I'm talking about sitting on the toilet...
Well, that was a good point, and I said to him, Bozell, how many bowel movements do you have in a day? And he looked at me shocked, and I said, sit down, cut. You know, you're talking to your attorney. He said, two. And I said, how many did you have that afternoon? He said, well, come to think of it, probably about six or seven. Oh, my God, that sounds to me like he had the Hershey squirts. As sure as God made green apples. Well, I didn't want to assume. What do you mean you didn't want to assume? It sounds to me like the man, oh, man, I didn't want to assume. So I took his word for it.
All right, so he's got an upset stomach. You know, no, it doesn't surprise me, eating all of that garbage, that he'd have the runs.
All right, so he's got the runs, and so he's got the quick apple two-step.
What do you call it that?
That's something that they call it. Anyway, so what's the point?
Well, I would think the point is... the point for me is he knows he's got the runs. Doesn't matter to him. He keeps plowing it back. He says, look at that. I got the Hershey squirts, man. You know, if you've ever heard that song, I got the load down the Hershey squirts. and it's coming all on.
Thanks very much. That's Professor Emery Clayton here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And getting back to Harvey Weinman now.
Why would you hang up on him for?
Because I'm not listening to some guy playing games, all right? Now, this is an important topic. I understand that. I guess his question, though, wasn't answered.
No, his question was not. And the question was, this guy's got the runs, so why does he keep eating all of that food? And why is he... And the conclusion that I came to was that it was an emergency, and his mind was gone as a result of shock. He didn't know where to go to get toilet paper.
Are you believing that?
I have no choice, my client.
Your client, Steve Bozell, was so stunned at having to wipe with Donald Trump's toilet paper.
What Donald Trump's toilet paper?
All right, having to wipe with Trump's face, that he forgot there was a place where you go to buy toilet paper that wasn't called the toilet paper store.
No, he forgot you could get it at,
Get it like at, get it at CVS or Rite Aid.
At any place that has toiletries, yeah.
Harvey Weinman has been our guest, so you're not going to take the case. What about Blasingame?
Well, Blasingame's taking the case. She's on retainer. She's got to try to go as far as she can with it, but she's obviously upset. And, that Bozell left all this to the last minute.
Can we get Steve Bozell?
Yeah, I'll try.
I try to get him on, and, I can talk to him briefly. I have permission from his attorney.
Steve Bozell on line 3.
All right, Stephen Bozell joining us here on line 3 of the Phil Henry Show. And, Steve, thanks for being with us. I know that it's been it's been one of those days, man, and one of those weekends for you.
What can I do for you?
Well, what you can do for me is what your attorney, or not your attorney, what your former attorney.
Hi, Steve. It's Harvey Weinman.
You know, you stabbed me in the back.
I did not stab you in the back.
Yes, sir, you did. Yes, sir, you did. Because you said you'd take it on. I told you that I had the runs after eating Cherry's Jubilee.
What you did, Mr. Bozell, is you used all of that toilet paper after telling me you were traumatized.
Why'd you do that, Steve? If you were traumatized by using it, why would you keep using it?
Because I had no toilet paper. I told you. I was so traumatized when I looked down and I saw that I'd wiped with Donald Trump's face that everything went out the window. I forgot.
You forgot there was a place called... You thought there was a place called Toilet Paper Store.
I was looking in the Yellow Pages, yeah.
You were looking in the Yellow Pages. I think that what you need is to get out more. That's what I think.
Oh, I need to get out more after I wiped with Trump?
Yeah, see, this is what I mean, Phil. It's gone from something that might have been a case to Bozell devolving into the 11-year-old boy that he is.
All I know is that I was very sorry to do it.
Then why did you spend all afternoon wiping all the way down to the last two squares?
I didn't have any toilet paper.
Yes, you did. And don't tell me that you thought there were places called the toilet paper store. You knew that you had, and if you'd looked, if you had toilet paper right under the sink.
What happens to the mind, and I've read up on this, Mr. Andrew, if you don't mind.
Here we go again.
Well, all right, go ahead.
What do you mean, here we go again?
Every time, I talk to you, Steve, you've read some new psychology book that you really didn't read. You just read two sentences.
The mind, when in shock, the mind can conceive. And I was in shock when I saw that I'd smeared.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm sorry.
No, just never mind.
We don't need the graphic details.
All right. Okay, I won't give them to you then.
You got upset because you saw that you'd smeared Trump's face with your...
Yeah, and then I just... All I could think about is I needed something to eat. And I went in and I had Cherry's Jubilee and pork chops and rice.
Now you had pork chops and rice.
What about it?
I mean, that's an addition to the menu.
Well, what I've got here is you had Cherry's Jubilee, you had chili.
That's right, chili.
You had chili, you had pork ribs, you had three hot dogs, you had a Cobb salad.
I forgot, but yeah, I got the Cobb, yeah.
Yeah, I bet you got the Cobb.
You know what?
I hope you die. Wait, hold on. You had a Cobb salad, and then you had, you said you had a baseball steak?
Yeah.
This has been on all afternoon, and you continually took dumps, if you'll pardon my language.
There's got to be a more adult way of putting that.
No, I've got to put it like that, because I got to get this guy. You just kept on taking dumps, is that it?
Yeah. God, what about it?
Well, what is it with you, man? I mean, you take... How many dumps did you take? How many?
About a half a dozen.
Six. So there goes all that toilet paper.
Okay. Thank you very merrily.
Very merrily?
Yeah, thank you.
My name isn't Mary. I'm only kidding. I'm trying to lighten the mood, Mr. Henry.
Steve Bozell, Harvey Wireman.
Well, why did you hang up on Harvey?
Harvey gets it, man. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, Harvey? Yeah, he's all pissed off. Yeah.
I'm not pissed off.
No, Mr. Henry's not pissed. But what? Yeah. Okay. He wants to...
Go ahead, put him back on here. Harvey, look, you know...
What are you hanging up on me for?
I'm sorry. I've got one audio source here for both of your phone calls, so forgive me.
All I wanted to say was that I'm, you know, I understand why the people are calling, and I get what they're saying, and I agree with you. So I'm not here to say that anything other than Bozell made me out to be the biggest log rolling monkey on Skull Island, and you know who he is.
Talk about King Kong.
That's correct.
So you're King Kong.
Yeah. And I don't have great respect for King Kong because he allowed himself to get gassed and then machine gunned. What is so funny?
All right, Harvey, best of luck to you, man, in finding better clients.
He wasn't a client, okay?
Harvey Wireman on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And now here's a word for our furry friends from Bladigo's Dog Chow. Bladigo's Dog Chow. Man, it's good. How do I know? Because I eat it too. I'm Kelvin Bladigo, and I developed Bladigo's Dog Chow as a food that both humans and dogs can eat. You just get on your hands and knees, put it into a bowl right next to your dog, and you're eating right out of that bowl. You're not allowed to use your hands, forks and knives, or napkins. Bladigo's Dog Chow. You bond with your dog, you eat something that's pretty decent. There's a lot of carrots and stuff in there, but it's the meat I can't vouch for. Bladigo's Dog Chow. Get it in your local Dog Chow store. Not to be confused with a toilet paper store. Yikes. Bladigo's Dog Chow. And now we've got Bladigo's Kitty Chow and Bladigo's Kitty Feast. Go ahead and scoop it out of that tin, throw it into a bowl, start licking yourself after you're done eating, sitting on an ottoman or a chair. You'll bond with that cat in no time. Bladigo's Kitty Chow and Dog Chow.
Available now at Goosley's.
Okay.
Yes, welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. Bobby and Steve Dooley at Western Estates Homeowners Association on the line with us. I was talking to Bobby earlier today about an event that happened at Western Estates years ago where she and Steve had turned the air conditioning off.
Oh, my God. Yes, Gladys Borden.
Yeah, Gladys Borden's air conditioning was turned off. She wound up dying from heat stroke because Steve Dooley can't have sex when air conditioning's running.
Yeah, when pork is being... But this guy Dooley needs a whole new school of psychiatry to deal with him.
Yeah, pork. When I serve enough pork...
I got it. When a air conditioner is running, when a dairy...
No, dairy.
I mean, not the dairy. When a dairy is not... When an air conditioning is running...
But an air conditioning and a pork is being cooked.
Yes, and also when he's not in L.A. County.
That's it. Three things.
Oh, so this man can't have sex with his wife... Unless he's in L.A. County and the pork isn't being barbecued and there isn't air conditioning running.
Exactly. And we've had we've done experiments on the show earlier where Steve was actually not, he was outside of L.A. County, but he thought he was in L.A. County.
Well, that's like psychosomatic or something.
Yeah, obviously he's got himself tricked.
Right. And he and Bobby, not that I wanted to know anything about it, were having, you know, relations. Let me get the phone here. Let me just jump on the line here with Bobby Dooley. And Bobby on with also her husband, Steve. Guys, it's great to talk with you.
Hi, Phil.
Hi,
Jenny. Hi. You have the Fall-tacular coming up, but you have two events that I wasn't even aware of, the October event, Spookorama.
Yeah, Spookorama is...
You want me to do it?
No, you're driving, Steve. I'm sorry, Phil. Spookorama, Mr. Henry, started about the time that Steve and I took over as Homeowners Association president, vice president, secretary, treasurer.
What do you mean, secretary treasurer?
I didn't say that. I said secretary treasurer.
Okay. I'm sorry.
As president, vice president, and secretary treasurer. And we started Spookorama as a way to offset all of the haunted houses. You may remember, Mr. Henry, that in the late 1990s, haunted houses were all the rage. And a lot of them were failing spectacularly. They were not scaring people. I recall on your show, as a matter of fact, a man coming on and saying he didn't get scared at all by going to the haunted, the Universal Haunted House.
Right, and not Scary Farm.
Not Scary Farm. And then the neighborhood haunted houses.
No, we decided to do Spookorama.
We decided to do Spookorama. And, Steve, would you watch the road, please?
I know, but I want to talk, too.
You can talk if we stop somewhere. So,
You know what, Bobby? Why don't you be the primary...
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So you started Spookorama. What is Spookorama?
Well, Spookorama was my idea and Steve's idea. Everybody has a haunted mansion, but what about their own house being haunted? So what we did is we instituted Spookorama. One of the things when you become a homeowner here is you sign a waiver that every Halloween night you will allow access to your home. You'll allow me and Steve to access your home in costume, either as a spook or as a monster or as the devil or whatever. And we go floating through the house and going, woo,
uh-huh.
Making noises.
Yeah, to try to just freak people out.
All right, so you're scaring the hell out of people.
Well, yeah.
Well, not really. I mean, the intention was not to hurt anybody. And
Bobby, why don't you get to it? Because this is the second fatality you've had at the Western States Homeowners Association with you in charge.
Excuse me, Ms. Gray. If you don't want a lawsuit, you will just go ahead and put a plug in it right now.
I'm speaking. This is public record. All right? It is public record. Two women have died.
Mr. Henry.
Wait just a minute, Ms. Dooley. You can't deny the fact that a spookorama went horribly wrong last year when you had entered the home of surnamed Tricia.
Tricia Nowot,
a 75-year-old woman, and you were performing or doing whatever.
We were on the Spookorama run.
We were on the Spookorama patrol.
Okay, you're on your Spookorama patrol or run or whatever you call it.
We call it the patrol or the run.
Yeah.
You entered her home.
Which she gave us permission, as is duly signed off on in a homeowners association.
Okay. You proceeded to haunt her house. How long do you stay in these individual homes?
We are not in. We're in no one's individual home longer than 5 to 10 minutes. What the goal of Spookorama is, if you see us, and you say "Be gone, ghost," or anything, you hold up a crucifix or anything, then we drop a bag of candy, and we go woo, you know, and we run out. Now, 1 year the front door was locked, Steve, right?
Yeah, that was the front door on the Zavari home. It was locked, and I had to kick out the front window to get out.
Steve had to kick out the front window for us to get out.
Why didn't you ask the people to unlock it?
Ask what people?
The people whose home you were haunting are doing the Spookorama.
Now, what? You don't do that. A ghost doesn't go up to someone and go, oh, would you unlock your front door?
But you're not ghosts. You're people that are performing a little bit of theater and dropping off candy.
I won't be spoken to that way, Mr. Henry.
All right, Bobby, excuse me. Let me talk to you, dear, if you don't mind.
I will. You tell him.
Yeah, okay. I've been duly chastised.
Oh, duly chastised. You get it, honey? He goes,
I got it, and you're going to get it.
Ow.
Don't hit him.
I didn't. He flinched in anticipation.
Bobby, listen. So, granted that, you know, you don't break character and you don't ask the people to let you out, Steve kicked out the front windows of a house and you escaped. This woman, Tricia Nowot, died of fright.
She died of a heart attack, okay? And nothing we done did.
There's nothing that we done did. That it,
what are you guys, hillbillies or something? Nothing that we did.
Hillbilly? I come from El Toro.
Yeah, well, I come from Seal Beach, but originally my family's from Wisconsin, so yeah, sort of.
I'm not interested. So you guys, go ahead.
Let me do this, Phil. So, Bobby, you are in this person's home. You're not breaking character. You're dropping the candy off, and you leave. Now, when she had the heart, did you see her have the heart attack?
No, I did not. She came around the corner. We went, ooh, you know, like, you caught us. I was wearing the devil outfit, right?
Yeah, Bobby was wearing a devil outfit, and I had on a Frankenstein, you know.
Frankenstein?
Yeah, Frankenstein. And I was going, you know, I said, because I watched that one movie, Bride of Frankenstein, and I go, smoke, good, friend.
Yeah, Steve was going, friend, and he was going toward the old woman. And I was hopping up and down in a devil costume.
All right, when she saw you, did you then, do you break character?
Yeah, I want to know, when the people see you, do you then say, hey, happy Halloween, and drop the candy?
Oh, no, we don't say happy Halloween. We go, you know, you caught us, and we run out. That's why I had to kick out the front window of that one house.
Right. But Steve went, friend, and she was frozen in her tracks, and I thought, well, she doesn't recognize yet that he's a monster, and I'm the devil. So I was hopping up and down going, devil, you know. And she just stayed there, so we just dropped the candy. And I had a bad feeling about it. I said, Steve, let's get the hell out of here.
Aha, so you did think there was something wrong.
No, I didn't know there was anything wrong with her.
Well, what does that mean, Steve? Let's get the hell out of there.
No, she said, get the hell out of here.
I said, get the hell out of here.
Oh, well, excuse me. Get the hell out of here.
You're talking to me now in the present tense?
What did it mean when you said that?
It meant, Let's get out of here. The old lady's standing there.
Yeah, the old lady was standing there staring at us. Her eyeballs were bugged out.
Didn't you think there was something wrong with her?
No, we thought she was scared, which you're supposed to be. And...
So you didn't check on her well-being?
Mr. Henry, understand, the lady who stood there, she didn't show any signs of anything wrong. She just was...
You know, she was staring at us with her mouth open.
I might have noticed some foam.
What do you mean you noticed foam?
There was a little... There was residual foam around her mouth.
Okay, buddy. Now you got some problems there.
What problems do we have? She might have been having a beer.
Yeah, she probably was having a hard time breathing.
What? She was standing there. She was fine. And like Bobby said, maybe she just had her... Maybe she just quaffed one. A nice, cool glass of suds on a night like Halloween. Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not? Especially if maybe it wasn't a glass of suds she was having. Maybe she was having a hard time breathing or something. We're talking to Bob and Bobby and Steve Dooley.
My name is... Yeah, don't call me Bob, okay? I've gone through all kinds of insults.
All right. Bobby Dooley is with us on the Phil Hendry Show along with her husband, Steve. So, Tricia Nowot dies last year after a spookorama goes awry at her house. And you have the other lady that passed on. How much have you been sued for? What is the disposition of these cases?
We haven't been sued yet in the Tricia Nowot case. In the case of Gladys Nuba, I forget her name. I think it was...
Gladys Nuba.
In that case, we successfully argued that she had signed the CC&Rs, what said, you can't have your air conditioning running in close proximity to the Homeowners Association present home. And so we were within our rights to go over and kick open the fuse box.
Kick open the fuse box?
That's right.
No, the circuits were.
What about it?
Okay.
And we kicked it open, and we turned off the air. Steve and I, it was a very quick sad section.
A what?
A sex session, I mean. It only lasted, it was a couple, 3 hours.
Yeah, it was 3 hours, because when I finally do get around to it, and I finally am no longer scared of the pork or the air conditioning or L.A. County or not being in L.A. County, I'm pretty, you know.
He brings the lumber. He really does.
Isn't that fantastic? And meanwhile, you guys are making love or whatever you call it, and a woman dies.
Whatever we call it.
Mr. Henry, I'd make love to my wife.
And a woman was dying, okay, because you turned off her air conditioning. And you tell me that that hasn't been settled?
It has been settled.
Apparently it has, and they have found in their favor. That's the stupidest, most wrong-headed, most unjust decision I have ever heard of in my life.
Well, come on, Phil. There's got to be some worse ones.
Yeah, Mr. Henry.
No, that's the one right there.
You're telling me that we had no right to turn her air conditioning off?
On an evening when you said yourself that the temperature was running 90 degrees and the woman was, you know, an elderly woman.
We told her Steve can't get up. He can't get it up.
I can't get it up. You know,
would you shut your mouth?
Isn't that terrible? And also, if you're not in L.A. County...
What do you want us to do, sue L.A. County for allowing us to leave?
That's a good one, honey.
That's a good one, honey.
I was going to say, that's a good one, lady, but I realize I've met you before.
Thank you.
Bobby and Steve Dooley on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with the most outrageous thing...
You already said that, Mr. Henry.
I've got to keep saying it. Phil, I think you have to cut them some slack. They are sponsors. I don't care. Okay, you hear that, Bobby? I don't care.
Well, we're going to have to pull our advertising.
Well, we haven't put any on the air in 6 months.
Well, we're going to have to put some on and then pull it off.
You're going to have to pull something.
How dare you, you...
Bobby and Steve Dooley.
Damn.
You know something? Now that I think about it, that's the most selfish damn thing, and yet they have it written into the CC&Rs. It's a legally binding contract.
Legally binding. So if you live within a couple hundred yards of their home, you cannot have your air conditioner on.
Yeah, you can't barbecue pork either.
You can't barbecue pork anywhere in the complex on certain days of the week.
You can't barbecue pork when Steve Dooley raises the flag on the top of the house and at the clubhouse.
Raises the... What does that mean, raises the flag?
He's raising the flag saying, you know, I'm good.
I'm good.
Yeah, it means like he can get one. He can pop one.
Oh, he can pop one. So he raises a flag over their home.
And that gives people the heads up.
Yeah, not to barbecue pork. And then the other, LA, being out of L.A. County, they have maps that are paid for by the Homeless Association that they keep in their car, they have GPS and so on.
It's freaky as hell, man.
I'll tell you it's freaky. You know what, Henry? The day you agreed to let those people on the air was a black day indeed. Well, it's a kick-ass song.
Yeah, this really rocks us right out, doesn't it? The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
What is this, bud? It's an interesting group called Party People in a Can.
Party People in a Can?
Will you get serious?
It is.
World-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Coming up tonight, at 7 o'clock is our BSP chat.
That's right, folks. Join us on our chat, give us your zip code, and get on the BSP map for the big grand drawing.
Jesus.
Yeah, believe that.
I'll believe that when I see it.
Hey, let me tell you what, man. So, yeah, and especially all of you ladies checking in, that's fantastic. We need more females than ever before, because we got nothing but a bunch of guys, and it gets kind of dull.
All right. Well, that's great. They're really going to love that.
I'm joking around.
All right, see you tonight on the chat, folks.
Are you going to be there, General?
No.
Oh, you know you're going to stop by. I may stop by.
Great. The more the merrier. Stick around for 60 seconds for the latest digital news, which starts right after this.